There will be days when nothing feels right, when the mountain in front of you seems too steep, too heavy, too much. But here's the truth. Progress isn't made by people who feel ready. It's made by those who show up anyway. This audiobook is your guide to pushing forward when everything says stop. You'll learn how to train your mind, destroy your excuses, and take action even in the face of fear, failure, or fatigue. If you're tired of waiting for the perfect moment, this is it. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Understanding why you feel stuck. Feeling stuck is something we all go through. It's that heavy feeling where nothing seems to move forward, no matter how hard you try. You may feel like you're walking in circles, doing the same things, but getting nowhere. And the more time passes, the more hopeless it feels. But the truth is, feeling stuck doesn't mean you're broken. It means your mind is sending you a signal. Something needs to change. Most people feel stuck because they're trapped in comfort. It's not that they don't want more. It's that their habits, thoughts, and fears are keeping them exactly where they are. You get used to routines, even if they're not helping you grow. You know what's familiar, even if it's not fulfilling, and that comfort zone becomes a mental cage. Fear plays a huge role. You might fear failure, you might fear what people will say, or you might even fear success, because it comes with pressure, responsibility, and the unknown. These fears are silent, but they shape your choices every day. They make you avoid taking action. They whisper, "Stay safe. Don't risk it." And so, you stay still. Sometimes feeling stuck comes from overthinking. You want everything to be perfect before you begin. You wait for the right time, the right mood, or the perfect plan. But perfection never comes. And while you wait, your dreams slowly drift further away. The truth is, clarity comes from doing, not from waiting. Another reason you feel stuck is because your goals may not be clear. You know you want more, but you don't know what more looks like. Without direction, it's easy to lose motivation. It's like driving with no map. You're moving, but you don't know where you're going. That's why defining your purpose is the first step to moving forward. Finally, sometimes you feel stuck because you're tired, physically, mentally, and emotionally. You've been trying, you've been pushing, but nothing seems to change. In those moments, what you need most is not to quit, but to pause, breathe, and reset your energy. The feeling of being stuck isn't a dead end. It's a signal. It's your mind saying, "This chapter is over. It's time to turn the page." And once you understand what's holding you back, comfort, fear, overthinking, or confusion, you can begin to break free. You're not stuck because you're weak. You're stuck because it's time to grow. Chapter 2. Shifting your mindset from doubt to determination. Doubt is a quiet killer. It doesn't scream. It whispers. It tells you that you're not good enough, not ready, not capable. It makes you second-guess your every move. It tells you to play it safe, to stay small, and to wait for some perfect moment that never comes. But here's the truth. You'll never feel fully ready. You just have to decide. The shift from doubt to determination begins the moment you stop waiting for permission. You don't need anyone to validate your dreams. You don't need approval to take the first step. Determination grows when you stop looking outside for answers and start trusting what's already inside you. Doubt often comes from focusing too much on the past, mistakes you made, failures you experienced, things you wish you'd done differently. But determination is born when you shift your focus to the future. It's about believing that your story isn't over, and your best chapters haven't even been written yet. Your thoughts shape your reality. If you keep telling yourself you can't, your brain will believe it. But if you start saying, I can figure this out, your brain will start searching for solutions. That's the power of mindset. It's not magic. It's mental training. And like any training, it starts small and grows stronger with repetition. Determination means choosing to move forward, even when you don't have all the answers. It's the voice that says, I'll keep going until I get there, instead of, I'll wait until I feel ready. It's understanding that action brings clarity and motion builds confidence. To shift your mindset, you have to catch your self-talk. Every time you hear doubt in your head, pause and challenge it. Ask yourself, is this true or is this fear talking? Most of the time, you'll realize that your doubt isn't based on reality. It's just a habit of negative thinking. Surround yourself with fuel, not fear. Read books, listen to uplifting content, and keep people around you who believe in your potential. Doubt grows in silence and isolation. Determination grows in environments of growth, courage, and truth. One of the most powerful ways to build determination is to commit. Tell yourself, no matter how long it takes, I'm not quitting. That decision changes everything. It stops you from constantly starting over and instead helps you build momentum day by day. You'll still have doubts. Everyone does. But the difference is you won't let them stop you. Determination isn't about being fearless. It's about taking action despite the fear. That's where real growth begins. The moment you stop feeding doubt and start feeding your belief, your entire world begins to shift. You realize that you're not stuck, you're not powerless, you're in control, and with that control, you can build the life you were meant to live, one focused, determined step at a time. Chapter 3. Breaking big goals into small, doable steps. Big goals are exciting, but they can also feel overwhelming. You look at where you are, then look at where you want to be, and the gap seems impossible. That's when fear shows up. That's when self-doubt takes over. And that's when most people stop before they even start. But the secret to achieving anything big, break it down small. Every goal, no matter how massive, can be divided into tiny, simple actions. You don't need to figure everything out at once. You only need to figure out the next step, then take it, then figure out the next one. Step by step, progress builds. And before you know it, you're closer than you ever thought possible. Let's say you want to start a business, write a book, or get in shape. The idea sounds huge. But what's one thing you can do today? Maybe it's researching your first product. Maybe it's writing 100 words. Maybe it's going for a 10-minute walk. Small actions, repeated daily, create unstoppable momentum. Think of your big goal like a staircase. The top is where you want to be, but you can't jump from the bottom to the top. You climb, one step at a time. Some steps are quick, some are slow, some feel easy, others feel hard. But each one counts, and each one moves you forward. Writing things down helps. When your goal lives only in your head, it stays vague. But when you write it down and map out the first few steps, it becomes real. It becomes manageable. Use a notebook, a whiteboard, or your phone. Break your goal into parts. Then break those parts down even further. Celebrate small wins. Every time you complete a step, recognize it. Reward yourself. These wins give your brain dopamine and keep your motivation alive. You don't have to wait until the goal is finished to feel proud. You can build confidence with every milestone. Don't try to be perfect. That's where a lot of people get stuck. They want every step to be right, every detail to be flawless. But perfection delays progress. Done is better than perfect. Focus on completion, not perfection. You can improve as you go. Set time limits for your steps. A small goal with no deadline becomes a wish. But when you say, "I'll finish this task in the next 30 minutes," your brain focuses better. You'll be amazed at how much more you can do when time is clear and pressure is light. Remove distractions before you begin. Focus on one small step at a time. Multitasking makes tasks feel harder and longer. Single tasking builds flow. Give that one step your full attention, then move on to the next. That's how you build deep momentum. Most importantly, trust the process. Even when progress feels slow, even when results aren't immediate, trust that each small action is stacking. Every email, every sentence, every workout, every hard choice, it all adds up. Big success is just small steps done daily. Chapter 4: The Power of Discipline Over Motivation. Motivation feels good, but it's not reliable. Some days you wake up fired up, ready to take on anything. But on most days, you don't feel like it. You feel tired, distracted, or overwhelmed. That's where discipline comes in. Discipline is what keeps you going when motivation disappears. Motivation is emotional. It rises and falls with your mood. It's great for getting started, but not for staying consistent. Discipline, on the other hand, is a decision. It's a habit. It's what you do, even when you don't feel like it. And that's why discipline always wins in the long run. The people who succeed are not always the most talented or the most excited. They're the ones who show up daily. They don't ask, "Do I feel like it?" They ask, "What needs to be done?" That simple shift from emotion to action changes everything. Discipline doesn't mean forcing yourself to suffer. It means setting a standard and sticking to it. It means doing what you said you'd do, especially when no one's watching. That kind of follow-through builds self-respect, confidence, and real progress. Waiting for motivation is like waiting for perfect weather. You don't control it, and it's never guaranteed. But discipline is like building a shelter. You can rely on it no matter what the day looks like. It protects your goals from your moods. Discipline creates momentum. When you show up consistently, even in small ways, your actions begin to compound. You build a streak. You start trusting yourself. You prove to your brain, over and over, "I follow through. I get things done." The hardest part is starting. Once you begin the task, even for 5 minutes, you often find the motivation you were waiting for. Discipline opens the door, and action pulls you forward. That's how progress begins, by simply beginning. Your environment plays a role too. Set up your space so that discipline is easier. Remove temptations. Prepare your tools the night before. Make your good habits frictionless. When discipline becomes automatic, success becomes natural. Discipline also teaches emotional control. You stop letting feelings decide your future. You don't quit just because it's hard. You learn to move through discomfort. And each time you do, your mental strength grows. Motivation might make you feel inspired, but discipline earns results. It shows up in your routines, your habits, your calendar. It's in the early mornings, the late nights, the quiet moments where no one's cheering you on. But you keep going anyway. There's freedom in discipline. Most people think it's restrictive, but it's the opposite. When you're disciplined, you gain control of your time, your energy, and your future. You stop being reactive, and you start being intentional. Discipline also builds trust. with yourself. Every time you follow through, you prove that your word means something. You stop breaking promises to yourself. That internal trust becomes the foundation for bigger risks and bigger growth. Motivation fades quickly under pressure, but discipline is pressure's match. It's what makes you work through the pain, push through the noise, and rise when everything says, "Stay down." That kind of resilience only comes from doing the work, daily. Discipline is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. You don't have to be extreme, just consistent. Start with small habits. Stack them. Build rhythm. One choice at a time, you turn discipline into a lifestyle. In the end, motivation may get you started, but discipline gets you results. It's not about feeling ready. It's about choosing to move forward, no matter what. That's the power of discipline. And that's what separates those who wish from those who win. Chapter 5. Building Momentum Through Action. Momentum is the hidden force behind every breakthrough. It's what makes hard things easier, small steps faster, and progress feel natural. But momentum doesn't start on its own. It begins with action. No matter how small, that first move is what wakes up your energy and sets change into motion. Waiting for the perfect plan often kills momentum before it starts. You don't need all the answers to begin. You only need to take one step forward. That one step builds confidence, and that confidence leads to the next step. Over time, you build a rhythm, and that rhythm becomes power. Action creates clarity. When you're stuck in your head, every choice feels confusing. But when you move, when you try, test, explore, you gain insight. You figure out what works and what doesn't. Action teaches faster than thought ever could. Most people think they need motivation to act, but it's the other way around. Action creates motivation. The more you do, the more you want to do. The momentum of movement builds energy, and that energy makes everything feel more possible. Momentum is like a snowball. At first, it's small and slow, but with each push, it grows. Each action adds weight, speed, and power. Eventually, what once felt hard becomes automatic. That's when success starts to feel effortless. But only because of all the effort you put in early on. The hardest part of any task is usually starting, but once you begin, resistance weakens. Your brain switches from hesitation to focus. This shift doesn't come from thinking, it comes from doing. Starting is the gateway to momentum. Tiny actions matter. You don't need to run a marathon today. You just need to lace up your shoes. You don't need to finish the book. You just need to write one paragraph. Momentum is built by showing up consistently, not doing it all at once. Break your goals into daily non-negotiables. A few simple, focused tasks each day add up. These mini wins create movement. And when you start stacking wins, your brain starts to expect success. You begin to trust your pace, and trust leads to momentum. Momentum is emotional too. Every time you follow through, you feel stronger, you feel proud. That emotional lift makes it easier to show up again tomorrow. The more you act, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you act. It's a powerful loop. Don't let slow progress discourage you. Progress is still progress. Even if you move one inch, that inch is closer than yesterday. Over time, those inches become miles. Momentum isn't about speed. It's about direction and consistency. Momentum multiplies when you remove distractions. Every time you stay focused, your brain builds deeper flow. That flow sharpens your attention, increases output, and makes each action more effective. Distraction breaks momentum. Focus fuels it. Track your progress. Seeing how far you've come builds confidence. Use a journal, app, or checklist to measure your movement. This record becomes proof that your efforts matter, and it reminds you that you're never starting from zero. Momentum is fragile at first. Protect it. Say no to things that pull you off track. Guard your routines. Avoid negative voices. In the beginning, it takes energy to keep momentum going, but once it's strong, it starts to carry you forward. Surround yourself with energy. Listen to empowering content. Read things that fire you up. Hang around people who move, build, and grow. Momentum is contagious. So is stagnation. Choose what fuels you. Visual cues help trigger momentum. A sticky note with your goals. A vision board by your desk. A phone wallpaper that reminds you why you started. These small visuals reconnect you with purpose. And purpose is what powers movement. Reward momentum. Celebrate when you finish a tough task. Take a break after deep work. These small rewards signal to your brain, action is good. You build a positive feedback loop that keeps the momentum alive and growing. Don't let one bad day stop you. Everyone slips. The key is to return quickly. Momentum isn't about being perfect. It's about not quitting. The faster you bounce back, the stronger your progress becomes over time. Momentum transforms identity. The more you act, the more you believe in your ability to follow through. You stop calling yourself lazy or unmotivated. You start seeing yourself as focused, capable, and consistent. Action shapes who you become. Every big success is made of hundreds of small actions. Behind every win is a trail of movement, effort, and momentum. There's no shortcut, but the moment you start acting, even imperfectly, you begin building the momentum that success demands. When you feel stuck, don't wait for inspiration. Create it. Move. Do one thing. Start the momentum. Because once you build it, momentum becomes your most loyal partner. The invisible force that pushes you forward, even on the days when you feel like stopping. Chapter 6. How to silence excuses and take responsibility. Excuses are the easiest way to stay stuck. They sound like protection, but they're really prisons. Every time you say, "I can't," "it's not the right time," or "I'm too tired," you're giving your power away. Growth begins the moment you stop explaining why you can't and start asking how you can. Taking responsibility isn't about blame. It's about power. When you take ownership of your choices, your habits, and your results, you gain the ability to change them. As long as you believe someone or something else is in control, you'll stay waiting for life to get better. Most excuses are fear in disguise. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of hard work. Instead of facing the fear, we hide behind stories. But fear loses its grip when you face it directly. Call it out, challenge it, and replace it with action. You can't move forward if you keep defending your limitations. The more you justify your inaction, the deeper the rut becomes. Start replacing "I can't because" with "I will, even if." That small shift rewires your mindset from helpless to powerful. Excuses often feel true, but they're rarely the full truth. You say you don't have time, but you spend hours on your phone. You say you're too tired, but your routine is draining your energy. Be honest. Most excuses crumble under honest self-reflection. Responsibility doesn't mean life is fair. It means you choose how to respond. Things might not be your fault, but they're still your responsibility. Your future doesn't care about blame. It responds to action. You can either stay bitter, or you can get better. Silencing excuses begins with awareness. Start listening to your language. Notice when you say "later," maybe, or I'm not ready. These are red flags. Catch them. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this a real reason or just a comfortable excuse? The people who succeed aren't excuse-free. They're excuse-proof. They feel the same resistance. They face the same doubts. But they choose not to listen. They act anyway. That mindset is available to you too, but only if you stop letting excuses speak louder than your goals. You don't need perfect conditions to take responsibility. You need a decision. A decision to show up with what you have. A decision to lead yourself, no matter how you feel. A decision to stop waiting and start building. When you take ownership, your identity begins to shift. You stop seeing yourself as a victim of circumstance and start seeing yourself as a creator of outcomes. That internal shift is where real confidence is born, because it comes from action, not approval. Stop blaming distractions. You choose whether to scroll or to focus. You choose whether to sleep in or show up. Your time is yours, and how you use it reflects your true priorities, not just your intentions. Excuses often come from comparison. You see someone ahead of you and assume they had it easier, but what you don't see is their discipline, their struggle, their sacrifice. The path looks different from the outside. Focus on your steps, not their pace. Accountability accelerates responsibility. Share your goals. Find someone who calls you out when you make excuses. You don't need people who comfort your weakness. You need people who challenge your greatness. Taking responsibility means being honest about what you can change right now. You might not be able to control everything, but you can always control your effort, your mindset, and your response. That's where power lives, in what you choose to do next. Don't wait until you feel ready. Responsibility doesn't wait for motivation. It begins with movement. The first step is rarely easy, but it's always necessary. You don't grow by waiting. You grow by doing, especially when it's hard. Excuses make you feel better temporarily, but they always leave you stuck. Responsibility might feel uncomfortable at first, but it leads to freedom. Freedom to choose your future. Freedom to grow. Freedom to become who you're meant to be. You were not born to play small or stay safe. You were born to rise, to lead, and to create change. That journey begins with responsibility. You won't always feel like it, but your future depends on whether you act on it. You don't have to fix everything overnight. Just take the next right step. Turn off the excuse. Turn on the commitment. Say to yourself, "I'm done explaining. I'm ready to execute." That's the mindset that builds unstoppable momentum. Your excuses will always offer you comfort, but comfort never created greatness. Discomfort creates growth, and responsibility is the gateway. Own your path, and no obstacle will own you again. When you take full responsibility for your life, you step into your true power. No more blaming. No more waiting, just forward movement. That's how you silence excuses, and that's how you build the life you know you were made for. The moment you stop blaming others is the moment you start building your future. You don't need a perfect background. You don't need ideal conditions. You need ownership. When you say, "This is on me," you stop waiting, and you start working. Excuses may feel like protection, but they quietly build walls around your potential. They block action. They delay growth. Every time you use one, you buy short-term comfort at the cost of long-term progress. Silence them, and you'll finally hear your true potential speaking. Responsibility is about looking forward. You can't undo the past. But you can decide what happens next. You don't have to carry guilt. You don't have to carry shame. All you need to carry is the decision to take control of today. One of the strongest things you can do is admit where you've been slacking. It takes courage to say, I haven't been consistent, or I've been hiding behind excuses. But that honesty clears the path. You can't fix what you pretend doesn't exist. Excuses are often wrapped in logic. I'm just too busy. Now's not a good time. These reasons sound smart, but they're still stories. The real question is, what are you doing with what you've got? Responsibility turns your current situation into a starting point, not a stop sign. You'll never move forward if you keep using your past as an anchor. Maybe you've failed before. Maybe you've been hurt. But responsibility means you no longer let those things define what's possible. You rewrite the story, and this time, you hold the pen. Success doesn't ask for permission. It responds to discipline. The more you take responsibility, the more you move with purpose. You stop drifting. You start deciding. You take control of your hours, your habits, and your future. That's where transformation begins. Don't confuse taking responsibility with carrying everything alone. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to need support. But what matters is that you're leading your own effort, not waiting for someone else to make it happen for you. Excuses love company. People who live in blame attract others who do the same. But when you choose responsibility, you begin to attract winners, people who act, who grow, who own their mistakes and learn. Your circle becomes sharper, just like you. The mind resists responsibility at first because it requires effort. But once you taste the freedom that comes with ownership, you'll never want to give it up. You'll realize that taking control feels better than being controlled by excuses. Your habits reflect your level of responsibility. Are you showing up or making excuses? Are you doing the work or talking about it? Audit your day. What you do when no one's watching shows whether you're leading or lying to yourself. You are not your past choices, but you are responsible for your next one. That's the power of being human. You get to change. You get to decide. And when you do that enough times, you reshape your identity from the inside out. Taking responsibility sharpens your vision. You begin to see clearly what matters, what needs to change, and what you're capable of. It's like cleaning a foggy window. The more you wipe away excuses, the more clearly you see your future. Responsibility is the soil where greatness grows. Every leader, every success story, every transformation you admire began with someone saying, "This is my life. I'm going to own it." And from that ownership came strength, direction, and legacy. When you stop hiding behind excuses, you find your real strength. You discover that you can be tired and still try, scared and still move, imperfect and still grow. Responsibility doesn't ask you to be perfect. It asks you to be committed. Keep your promises to yourself. When you say you'll do something, do it. That habit alone builds unstoppable self-trust. Every time you follow through, your excuses get weaker and your discipline gets louder. If you want real change, you have to stop negotiating with your excuses. No more, maybe tomorrow. No more, I'll try later. Start now. Start small. Start scared. Just start, and don't stop until you're proud. You don't need permission to improve. You don't need someone to believe in you first. Take responsibility for your growth, for your mindset, for your effort. That's when things begin to shift, not just around you, but inside you. When you fully own your life, you stop living by default. You become intentional. You choose your actions. You choose your mindset. You choose your energy. And those choices become the foundation for your unstoppable future. Responsibility doesn't make life easier. It makes you stronger. Strong enough to face challenges. Strong enough to keep going. Strong enough to build a life that doesn't depend on luck or excuses, but on effort, purpose, and daily commitment. Chapter 7. Training Your Mind to Stay Strong Under Pressure. Pressure doesn't break you, it reveals you. When everything feels heavy and chaotic, that's when your real mindset shows up. The good news? Mental strength isn't something you're born with. It's something you build, one challenge at a time. The first step to staying strong under pressure is breathing. When stress rises, your breath shortens. This triggers panic. But when you slow down your breathing, your brain receives a signal that says, "I'm okay." That moment of calm is where mental strength begins. Pressure can make small problems feel huge. Your job is to zoom out. Ask yourself, will this matter next week, next year? Perspective is a mental tool. The more you practice it, the harder it is for pressure to knock you off course. You can't control every situation, but you can control your response. That's real power. Instead of reacting emotionally, learn to pause. Think. Respond with purpose. This is the habit that separates those who break under stress and those who bend and rise. Mental strength is built through exposure. Don't run from pressure. Train in it. Take on tough tasks. Speak when you're nervous. Show up when you want to hide. Each time you do, you teach your mind, "I can handle this." Confidence under pressure comes from preparation. The more you train, the calmer you feel. Whether it's a speech, a test, or a challenge, if you've prepared, pressure becomes a test you're ready for, not a threat you fear. Talk to yourself like a coach, not a critic. When pressure hits, your self-talk matters most. Say things like, "I've done hard things before," or "This is tough, but I'm tougher." Positive words guide your mind through stormy moments. Don't try to suppress fear. Understand it. Fear under pressure is natural, but when you name it and work with it, you reduce its power. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's movement in spite of it. Break the challenge into small pieces. Under pressure, big tasks feel impossible, but if you focus on the next step, not the whole staircase, you stay grounded. Progress in pressure comes from narrowing your focus. Train with intention, cold showers, timed tasks, fast decisions. These are simple ways to simulate pressure and teach your brain to stay calm. When you choose discomfort, pressure starts to feel normal, not scary. Remind yourself of your why. Pressure loses power when purpose is clear. When you remember why you started, what's at stake, and who you're doing it for, pressure becomes fuel, not friction. Don't fear mistakes under pressure. They're part of growth. Most people are too afraid to fail, so they don't try. But pressure is where the best lessons live. Fail fast, learn fast, get back up stronger. Focus on what you can control. In high-pressure moments, the unknown feels overwhelming. But when you return your attention to your breath, effort, posture, or tone, your brain regains stability. Control is calming. Pressure often feels loud. Everything is happening fast. But silence can be your power. In the middle of chaos, take 10 seconds of stillness. Breathe deeply. Reset. Those few seconds can change everything. Your environment influences your pressure response. Create a space that calms and focuses you. Clean surroundings, helpful tools, or calming music can train your brain to stay steady even when the outside world isn't. Remember, pressure is a signal that something matters. You feel pressure because you care. That means you're alive, invested, and engaged. Let that be a reminder that you're growing, not failing. You don't rise to the level of your motivation. You fall to the level of your preparation and mindset. Train daily, think clearly, and practice discipline. That's how you rise when it counts most. Visualize success in pressure. Picture yourself staying calm, thinking clearly, finishing strong. The mind believes what it repeatedly sees. Visualization is a workout for your focus, and your future self will thank you. Surround yourself with resilient energy. When others crumble under pressure, learn from those who stay calm. Watch how they move. Listen to how they speak. Iron sharpens iron. So choose the pressure players who inspire your mindset. Lastly, believe in your ability to rise. Pressure doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're in a moment of growth. Train your mind to see pressure as a challenge, not a threat. And you'll realize the more pressure you face, the stronger you become. Mental strength under pressure comes from embracing resistance instead of avoiding it. Each time you resist the urge to escape and instead lean into discomfort, you build grit. Pressure becomes less of an enemy and more of a weight you've learned to carry with control. Treat pressure as practice. Even everyday stress can be a mental gym. A traffic jam, a tight deadline, or a difficult conversation. All of these moments train your response. The more you practice composure in small storms, the more unshakable you become in bigger ones. Don't panic when your mind feels scattered. Pressure can cloud your thinking, but clarity often returns after a few calm breaths and a shift in focus. Step back, prioritize, and re-engage with intention. A scattered mind can be re-centered with choice, not chance. In pressure moments, your posture matters. Stand tall, breathe deeply, relax your jaw, and drop your shoulders. Your body speaks to your brain. When your body says, "I'm calm and confident," your mind begins to believe it, even if it didn't start that way. Many people break under pressure because they haven't trained recovery. After a high-stress moment, take time to reset, reflect, recover, and rest. This teaches your brain that pressure doesn't destroy you. It sharpens you, then lets you heal and come back stronger. Your beliefs shape your pressure response. If you believe pressure is a sign you're not ready, you'll shrink. If you believe it's where champions are made, you'll rise. The story you tell yourself during stress becomes the mindset that carries you forward. Silence distractions before pressure hits. The more you simplify your environment, your phone, your space, your mental tabs, the more energy you reserve for clarity. Simplicity under pressure gives your brain the space it needs to stay focused. Treat your pressure moments like missions. Enter with clarity. Set your intention. Know the desired outcome. This shifts your brain from reactive to proactive. When you treat stress like a mission, you lead with purpose, not panic. Resilience under pressure grows when you focus on effort over outcome. You might not always win. You might make mistakes. But if you gave your best with presence and discipline, you build the mental calluses needed for long-term growth. Journaling after pressure helps cement your strength. Write what went well, what felt hard, and how you showed up. This post-pressure reflection transforms every challenge into a lesson, and every lesson into a tool for future success. Use mantras when the heat rises. Short, powerful phrases like, "Calm is my power," or "I've trained for this," help redirect your brain when emotions spike. These mental anchors pull you back to stability when your thoughts try to scatter. Emotions will rise under pressure. That's okay. Mental strength isn't about avoiding emotion, it's about managing it. Feel what you need to feel, but keep moving forward. Mastery is when you acknowledge emotions without letting them run the show. Stay grounded in facts, not feelings. Feelings can shift quickly under stress, but facts bring logic. Ask, what's real right now? What do I know? What's the next step? Grounding yourself in reality brings direction when chaos creeps in. Remember that repetition builds comfort. The first few times you face pressure, it might feel impossible. But the more you go through it, the more your brain says, I've been here before. Repeated exposure turns fear into familiarity. Detach from the outcome when needed. Focus on the process. Results are often unpredictable, but your habits, your reactions, and your mindset are within reach. Pressure feels lighter when you commit to excellence, not perfection. Create pre-pressure rituals, a quick stretch, a deep breath, a power phrase. These small actions create routine under stress. Rituals tell your brain, we've done this before, we're ready. Familiar habits bring calm in unfamiliar moments. Avoid overthinking when pressure builds. Thinking has its place, but action is what moves you forward. Overthinking can paralyze. Learn to trust your training, your instincts, and your preparation. Act, adjust, and move again. Under pressure, shorten your focus. Don't think about the next hour, think about the next minute. When your brain zooms in, anxiety decreases and control increases. Manage the moment in front of you. That's all you ever really need. Pressure often exposes your weak spots. Don't run from them. Study them. These moments show you where to improve. They reveal what still needs work. Use pressure as feedback, not failure. It's not personal, it's preparation. Finally, know this. Pressure is a privilege. It means you're in the game. It means you're growing. It means something matters. You don't get pressure from standing still. You get it from stepping up. And if you've stepped up, you're already stronger than you think. Chapter 8. Embracing discomfort as part of the journey. Discomfort is not your enemy, it's your teacher. Every time you face something uncomfortable, you're given a choice. Avoid it or grow through it. Most people run from discomfort. But the ones who succeed lean in, because they understand this truth. Discomfort means you're changing. Growth never happens inside the comfort zone. Your body might enjoy ease, but your mind and soul grow through effort, challenge, and uncertainty. If everything feels safe and easy, you're likely not pushing hard enough to evolve into your best self. Discomfort is a sign you're doing something new, something bold, something worth doing. It means you're not just repeating yesterday. You're building a stronger, smarter, more focused version of you. Discomfort shows you're not standing still. Pain doesn't always mean something is wrong. Sometimes it means something is working. When you're stretching, sweating, stumbling, your system is adapting. The discomfort you feel today is the strength you'll carry tomorrow. The road to anything worthwhile is paved with resistance. Writing the book, building the body, launching the business, it all comes with discomfort. But if you keep waiting for it to feel easy, you'll never move. You must learn to walk through the hard parts. Discomfort reveals your limits, but only so you can break them. When you feel like quitting, when you're tired, when you're doubting yourself, that's when you're right at the edge of a breakthrough. If you push just a little more, you grow. Avoiding discomfort keeps you the same. Embracing it changes everything. When you stop running from hard things, you start discovering who you really are. You realize you can handle more than you thought. You realize you are not fragile. You are adaptable. Small daily discomforts prepare you for bigger challenges. Wake up earlier. Skip the shortcut. Speak the truth. Discomfort in the small things builds resilience for the storms. You don't wait to train during the battle. You train before it comes. Stop expecting the journey to be smooth. Success is not a straight line. It's messy, uncomfortable, and unpredictable. But that's what makes it meaningful. If it were easy, everyone would have it. The discomfort filters out the uncommitted. Discomfort sharpens discipline. Every time you choose to keep going when you'd rather quit, your mental muscles grow. You learn to show up without excuses. And eventually, doing the hard thing becomes your default, not your exception. You're not weak for feeling uncomfortable. You're human. But what you do next is what matters. You can pause, but don't retreat. Rest, but don't quit. The strength is in staying with it, especially when it's hard. Rewire how you see pain. Instead of saying, "This is too much," say, "This is where I grow." Discomfort isn't trying to destroy you. It's trying to rebuild you. And when you choose to lean into it, you speed up your transformation. Your comfort zone might feel safe, but it's also where dreams go to die. Nothing new happens there. Nothing bold. Nothing great. To build the life you truly want, you have to be willing to feel awkward, scared, tired and unsure, again and again. Sometimes the most uncomfortable step is the first one, but once you take it, your fear begins to shrink, your confidence begins to rise. The discomfort you feared becomes the courage you now carry, but you won't feel that power until you move. Use discomfort as a signal, not to stop, but to focus. When something feels hard, it's often because you're touching something important. Lean in, slow down, get intentional. Discomfort often points to the work that matters most. Don't numb it, don't distract it, feel it. Let it teach you, let it humble you, let it shape you. Discomfort can be a forge where your best qualities are formed. Patience, grit, resilience, courage. But only if you stay long enough to let it do its work. Keep a journal of your discomfort. Track when you felt resistance and what you did about it. Over time, you'll see a pattern of growth. You'll look back and realize, what once scared me now feels normal. That's the proof that you've leveled up. Most people chase comfort and wonder why they feel unfulfilled. Real joy doesn't come from ease. It comes from progress. And progress is made in uncomfortable, gritty, unglamorous moments. That's where real success is born. You don't have to enjoy the discomfort, but you must respect it. Respect it as a sign that you're alive, in motion, and building something real. The more you face it, the more it works for you, not against you. In the end, discomfort isn't punishment, it's preparation. It's shaping you for the strength, clarity, and success you asked for. Embrace it, walk with it, let it mold you, because discomfort is not the barrier. It's the bridge to the life you've been fighting for. Discomfort forces you to confront what's real. It strips away the lies, the illusions, and the ego. When you're uncomfortable, you're honest about your weaknesses, your fears, and your desires. And from that honesty comes the opportunity to build something real and lasting. There's a version of you on the other side of discomfort that you haven't met yet. That version is stronger, wiser, and more capable. But you can't become them by staying the same. Discomfort is the path to that person, not the price. Comfort feels good in the moment, but it keeps you small in the long term. Discomfort stretches your limits. It forces you to dig deeper, to become creative, to adapt. And those qualities are what shape leaders, creators, and champions. When you consistently face discomfort, you raise your baseline for what's normal. What once felt overwhelming becomes manageable. That's how you build toughness, not by avoiding pain, but by growing through it and learning that you can handle it. Embracing discomfort is not about suffering for no reason. It's about choosing the hard things that bring growth. It's about doing the reps, having the hard conversation, showing up when it's easier to stay hidden. Purpose-driven discomfort is fuel. When you choose discomfort on purpose, you take back control. You're no longer waiting for life to test you. You're testing yourself. And when life eventually pushes you, you're ready, because you've already pushed yourself harder. The fear of discomfort is often worse than the discomfort itself. Once you start, you realize it's not as bad as you imagined, and that realization builds courage. The more you face it, the less power fear has over your decisions. Growth requires tension. Just like muscles grow from resistance, your mindset strengthens through stress, but only if you stay present and keep moving. Too many people quit right before the moment they would have grown the most. When you make discomfort your ally, you become unstoppable. You stop negotiating with yourself. You stop waiting for the right time. You start moving regardless of how it feels, and that discipline compounds into transformation. Your relationship with discomfort will define your results. If you run from it, your progress will always be limited. But if you lean into it, if you get curious instead of scared, you'll move further than you ever imagined possible. The people you admire didn't get there by avoiding hard things. They got there by showing up when it was uncomfortable. They kept going when it was lonely, tiring, or uncertain. They didn't have magic. They had commitment through discomfort. Discomfort helps you separate emotion from action. You might feel tired, discouraged, or unsure, but that doesn't mean you stop. Learning to act while feeling discomfort builds consistency, and consistency beats intensity every time. Every time you push through discomfort, you build trust with yourself. You prove that you don't need to feel great to take action. You start believing in your resilience, your grit, and your ability to handle anything life throws your way. The world won't always wait until you feel ready. Opportunities will come when you're unsure, tired, or anxious. If you've trained in discomfort, you'll be ready anyway. That's the advantage of embracing the hard stuff before it's forced on you. Resilience isn't born, it's trained, and discomfort is the training ground. You fall, you get back up. You sweat, you keep going. You fear, you act anyway. That's how you build the mindset that thrives under pressure. Be intentional about seeking discomfort. Take the harder route. Start the difficult project. Push for one more rep. Each time you choose the uncomfortable path, you grow. And growth, over time, turns into unstoppable inner power. Not every discomfort is loud. Some of it is quiet. Boredom, loneliness, self-doubt. Learn to sit with those feelings too. Not everything needs to be escaped. Sometimes sitting still with discomfort is where your greatest clarity comes from. Let discomfort humble you. It reminds you that you're a student, always learning. It keeps you grounded, alert, and open to growth. The moment you think you've arrived, discomfort will come back to remind you there's always more to become. If you wait to feel fearless, you'll never move. But if you act while uncomfortable, the fear fades. Confidence doesn't come before action. It comes from doing hard things, again and again, until they no longer scare you. You'll never master the journey if you keep avoiding the parts that stretch you. Discomfort isn't a detour. It's the main road. Walk it boldly. Face what others run from. That's how you grow beyond limits and create a life that inspires others to do the same. Chapter 9. Mastering Self-Talk and Mental Focus. The voice in your head is the most powerful influence in your life. It can lift you up or tear you down. It can push you forward or hold you back. And the truth is, that voice is trained by you, consciously or unconsciously. Mastering self-talk begins with awareness. You talk to yourself every day, whether you notice it or not. Thoughts like, I can't, I'm tired, or this is too hard, seem small, but they shape your beliefs. The more you repeat them, the more they become your truth. Changing your life means changing that inner script. To master self-talk, start by noticing your default language. What do you say when things go wrong? What words come up when you're under pressure? Catch those phrases, write them down. The first step to mastery is bringing the pattern into the light. Negative self-talk doesn't just affect how you feel, it weakens your focus. If your mind is filled with doubt, you can't concentrate. The more negativity in your mind, the more scattered your thoughts. Clarity comes when your inner voice aligns with your goals. Positive self-talk isn't about lying to yourself. It's about telling a better truth. Instead of saying, I always mess up, say, I'm learning to get better. Instead of, I can't do this, try, I'm not there yet, but I will be. These shifts don't just sound better, they work better. The words, I am, are powerful. Whatever follows them becomes part of your identity. Say, I am strong, I am focused, I am disciplined. Even if you don't feel that way yet, say it until your actions match your mindset. Mastering self-talk requires consistency. Saying one positive thing today isn't enough. You have to make it a habit. Speak power into your mornings. Remind yourself of your strength in the mirror. Reframe your thoughts throughout the day. Do it until it becomes automatic. Self-talk and focus are connected. A calm, confident inner voice creates mental space for deep concentration. If your mind is noisy with fear or criticism, you can't lock into the present moment. Focus begins with peace, and peace begins with how you speak to yourself. Use simple focus cues. When your mind drifts, bring it back with phrases like, be here now, lock in, or one thing at a time. These reminders act like mental steering wheels, pulling you back on course every time you drift. Don't fight distracting thoughts. Redirect them. Fighting thoughts gives them power. But when you say, not now, I'll deal with this later, you take back control. Focus isn't about never drifting, it's about always returning. Your environment influences your focus, but your self-talk sustains it. You can sit in a quiet room, but if your thoughts are loud and chaotic, you'll still feel scattered. A strong inner voice can silence the world. Use questions to sharpen focus. Ask yourself, what matters most right now? Or, is this thought helping or hurting me? Questions create reflection. Reflection resets direction. One good question can save an entire day of distracted effort. Mental focus is like a muscle. It tires with overuse. Build focus in short bursts, 25-minute sessions, followed by 5-minute breaks. This technique, known as the Pomodoro method, keeps your mind fresh and trains you to work in intense sprints. Celebrate your moments of mental discipline. When you focus for an hour straight or redirect a negative thought, recognize it. This builds reinforcement. Over time, your brain learns that focus equals reward, and rewards build lasting habits. Replace criticism with coaching. When you make a mistake, don't say, I'm an idiot. Say, I missed that. Here's how I'll do better next time. Coaches correct, critics condemn. Be your best coach, not your worst enemy. Self-talk isn't just for hard times. Use it to boost good moments too. When things are going well, reinforce it. Say, I earned this. I'm proud of this effort. Or, let's keep this momentum going. Positivity builds resilience before problems even arrive. Guard your language in public and private. What you say to others influences what you believe about yourself. Speak with strength. Drop the, I'm not good at this, and I always mess it up. These little phrases do big damage over time. Meditation is a powerful tool to master focus and self-talk. Even 5 minutes a day trains your brain to notice your thoughts, pause, and choose better ones. It gives you the space between reaction and response. And that space is where mastery lives. Visualize focused success. Picture yourself in deep concentration. Hear yourself thinking clearly. Imagine yourself overcoming a challenge with calm control. Visualization strengthens neural pathways, and the more you practice mentally, the easier it becomes physically. The way you speak to yourself becomes your reality. Mastering self-talk is mastering the foundation of who you become. Feed your mind strength. Train your focus with intention, and when life tests you, your mind will be ready. Not because you were born different, but because you trained it that way. Your self-talk sets the tone for your entire day. If you wake up and immediately say, I'm already behind, or today's going to be stressful, your brain believes it. But if you say, I've got what it takes, or one step at a time, you frame the day with power instead of pressure. Mental focus isn't about eliminating every distraction. It's about learning to control your response to them. Life will always offer noise. But when your self-talk is clear and intentional, your mind doesn't chase every sound. It returns to what matters most. What you repeat, you reinforce. This is true of negative thoughts, but it's just as true of positive ones. If you constantly say, I don't have discipline, that belief grows. But if you say, I'm building discipline, that seed grows too. Water. The thoughts you want to live with. In high-pressure moments, your self-talk becomes your anchor. It keeps you grounded when your emotions try to take over. You can say, stay calm, breathe, or trust your training. These simple phrases stabilize your nervous system and sharpen your mind. Don't underestimate the power of your inner language when facing setbacks. A mistake doesn't mean you've failed, it means you're learning. Instead of, I blew it, try, what did this teach me? This reframe allows you to keep moving without the weight of shame. You don't need to feel positive all the time. You just need to stay in control of your internal dialogue. Even when things are hard, speak strength. You can say, this is tough, but I'm tougher, or I've made it through worse. Those words remind your mind who's in charge. Focus thrives in simplicity. If your self-talk is cluttered with too many worries, decisions, and opinions, your attention scatters. Strip it down. What's my one job right now? Ask that often. Keep your mind locked on one thing at a time. Build rituals around self-talk. Start your morning with a mantra. End your night with a reflection. Speak strength before important meetings or tasks. Make it automatic. The more natural your affirmations become, the less effort it takes to activate focus. Protect your focus by practicing saying no. Distractions don't just come from your mind, they come from others. Your self-talk can guide you in those moments. Say, my energy needs to stay on my priorities. That quiet boundary builds internal clarity. Avoid labeling yourself based on temporary struggles. Saying, I'm lazy or I'm not smart enough turns passing moments into permanent beliefs. Instead, be specific. I didn't manage my time well today, but I'll improve tomorrow. This keeps your identity flexible and empowering. Use your name in self-talk during hard times. Research shows that speaking to yourself in the third person increases calm and clarity. Instead of, I can't do this, say, you've got this. Your name. It sounds small, but it can shift your entire mental state. Silence is also part of mastering self-talk. You don't need to talk constantly to have power. Sometimes the strongest form of self-mastery is quiet focus. Learn to sit still. Learn to listen. Learn to think without needing to react. Mastering your focus also means managing your expectations. Don't tell yourself you have to finish everything perfectly today. Instead, say, I'll give my best for the next 30 minutes. That mindset keeps you locked in without pressure. The tone of your self-talk matters just as much as the words. You can say the right thing with a harsh inner voice, and it still makes you feel small. Speak to yourself with the same tone you'd use with someone you love. Respect starts inside. Use visual reminders of your positive self-talk. Stick affirmations on your mirror. Set them as your phone background. Create a playlist of empowering audio. When your environment echoes your inner voice, your mind stays aligned. Your inner voice should be your home, not your battleground. If your mind feels like an enemy, that's not weakness. It's a signal. You don't need to fight it. You need to teach it. One word, one thought, one choice at a time. Don't wait until a crisis to practice self-talk. Train during ordinary moments. Speak positively when doing the dishes. Stay focused while walking. These small habits build mental strength that will carry you when life tests you. Use silence and breathing as resets for both self-talk and focus. When you feel scattered, stop. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Inhale clarity. Exhale chaos. Say one grounding phrase like, I'm still here. This slows the mind and resets your power. Mental focus fades when your internal voice gets caught in loops. Break the loop. Move. Change your environment. Say something bold and true out loud. Momentum often starts with just one intentional sentence. Let's go. I'm not done yet. The best athletes, leaders, and creators master their minds before anything else. They don't wait for the world to validate them. They speak their own truth, sharpen their attention, and protect their inner space. You can do the same. It starts with one thought, and your willingness to control it. Chapter 10. Keep going, even when progress feels invisible. Some of the most important progress you'll ever make won't be visible at first. There are no fireworks, no applause, no obvious wins. But inside, you're growing, silently, steadily, and that invisible progress is often the kind that lasts the longest. Real change doesn't happen all at once. It builds quietly in the background, in early mornings, in late nights, in moments when no one is watching. Every small action, every quiet choice to keep going, becomes a brick in the foundation of who you're becoming. There will be days when you feel like nothing's working. You've been consistent, but the results aren't showing. That's when most people quit. But those are also the moments that separate the committed from the casual. Winners push through the invisible phase. Progress is often happening underneath the surface. Like a seed planted in the soil, growth begins in the dark. You don't see the roots forming, you don't see the strength building, but it's there, and one day it will break through. The hardest progress to measure is internal. You're learning discipline, You're mastering patience. You're becoming someone who shows up regardless of feelings. That's not just progress. That's transformation. And transformation takes time. You have to trust the process, even when you can't see the outcome. Remind yourself why you started. Remind yourself what you're fighting for. The journey isn't just about the result. It's about who you become while getting there. Small actions repeated consistently create massive results. But they don't feel massive while you're doing them. Brushing your teeth doesn't feel powerful, but do it every day, and you avoid decay. Growth works the same way. Invisible now, undeniable later. Comparison will rob your progress if you let it. Someone else's highlight reel is not your roadmap. Focus on your own path. Water your own garden. Celebrate your own small steps. Your progress is valid, even if no one claps for it. Even plateaus are part of progress. Sometimes your body or mind needs time to adjust before leveling up. Don't mistake stillness for failure. Sometimes the best thing you can do is stay the course, hold the line, and trust that change is still unfolding. When results are slow, double down on consistency. Stick to your habits. Protect your mindset. Refuse to let doubt win. Consistency during uncertainty builds resilience, and resilience will carry you through every storm ahead. Progress hides in the details, in better form, in clearer thinking, in fewer mistakes, in faster recovery, in deeper self-awareness. These things don't scream for attention, but they matter more than you realize. They're signs you're growing, even when it's not obvious. Don't wait to feel progress. Decide to create it. Wake up with intention. Show up with effort. End your day with reflection. These simple choices compound, and the compound effect never fails, even if it feels slow. The most successful people don't have magic. They have habits. They build even when they're tired. They move even when they're unsure. They keep going even when nothing seems to change. That mindset, not motivation, is the secret to greatness. You won't always feel inspired, but you can always stay committed. Discipline is more reliable than emotion. If you build systems that work regardless of your mood, you'll keep progressing, even when your motivation disappears. Invisible progress often shows up later in moments of ease. A task that once felt heavy suddenly feels light. A habit that was hard becomes natural. That ease is earned. It's the reward for all the effort that felt like it wasn't working. Track small wins. Write them down. A better response. One more rep. A few minutes of deeper focus. These aren't tiny. They're proof that you're moving forward. And over time, those small wins build unstoppable momentum. Belief matters most when evidence is scarce. It's easy to trust when the wins are visible. But real strength is choosing to believe when nothing outside supports you. That belief keeps you moving, and eventually, the results catch up. Learn to rest, not to quit. Invisible progress can be draining. When you're tired, pause, reset, breathe. But don't walk away from the path. What feels like failure is often just fatigue. Recovery is part of forward motion. The invisible season is not wasted, it's necessary. It humbles you. It tests you. It refines your character. The lessons you learn when progress is slow will become your strength when life speeds up again. Keep going. Not because it's easy, but because you're worth it. Because every step counts. Because the future you want is built on days like this. Quiet. Disciplined. Determined. Even when no one sees it, you're still becoming. When you don't see progress, it's easy to assume your efforts aren't working. But most success stories are built quietly. The outside world often sees the final chapter, but greatness is written in the hidden pages. The long nights, the early mornings, the moments no one talks about. Don't mistake the absence of applause for the absence of progress. Most of your growth will happen in silence. Keep showing up, keep doing the work. The applause may be delayed, but the reward will always come to those who stay the course. Progress isn't always measured in numbers. Sometimes it's seen in how fast you bounce back after failure. Sometimes it's in how calmly you handle pressure, or in how you speak to yourself when things go wrong. These shifts may be silent, but they're powerful. The world loves fast success stories, but the strongest success is built slow, brick by brick, habit by habit, step by step. That kind of success doesn't fade because it wasn't rushed, it was earned, and it lasts because it was built on patience. When you want to quit, remember that quitting won't make you feel better. It only brings short-term relief. But regret lasts longer. Stay in the process. Take a break if needed, but never let a bad day convince you to abandon your purpose. Each time you continue without external reward, you train your brain to depend on discipline rather than dopamine. That's where freedom is. When your effort is no longer tied to approval, you're finally free to work for your own standard. Progress is like a slow sunrise. You sit in the dark for a while, wondering if light will come. But if you wait, if you stay still and keep watching, little by little, the sky begins to shift. That's what your journey looks like too. When you feel stuck, don't ask, "Why isn't it working?" Instead, ask, "What is this teaching me?" Every phase of the journey has a purpose. Even the silent seasons are full of lessons, if you're willing to look beyond the surface. A lack of results doesn't mean a lack of impact. Sometimes the impact of your work is happening in ways you can't see. Yet, stay faithful to the mission. What's invisible today may be someone's inspiration tomorrow. Your future self is watching who you're becoming today. Every action you take now is an investment in the person you're trying to become. Don't cheat that future self by quitting early. They need you to keep going, even now. If you stopped every time you didn't feel progress, you'd never finish anything. The finish line isn't always in sight, but that doesn't mean you aren't on the path. Trust the rhythm of your own journey. It doesn't have to be fast. It just has to be yours. One of the greatest skills you can build is learning to continue without feeling progress. That mindset is rare and powerful. Most people only act when they see results. The elite act because they decided to. That's what makes them different. Even when you feel like nothing is changing, remember that you are changing. The person who keeps showing up despite the silence is stronger than the one who only moves when it's easy. That version of you deserves to keep going. In moments of doubt, simplify. Go back to the basics. Breathe. Focus on the next step. Don't overthink the outcome. Just complete the task in front of you. Forward motion, no matter how small, is still progress. When progress is invisible, you must rely on something deeper than motivation. Purpose, identity, vision. These are the anchors that keep you grounded when results try to shake your faith. Reconnect with your why. Then keep walking. Keep promises to yourself, especially when it's hard. That's how confidence is built, not from wins, but from consistency. When you say, "I'll show up," and you do, even when it's tough, you become someone who trusts their own word. In the quiet season, build structure. Wake up with purpose. Create a routine that reflects your goals. That rhythm will carry you through the days when motivation doesn't show up. Success often lives inside structure. The best breakthroughs usually happen after the longest seasons of silence. You grind, you wait, you wonder, and then one day, everything clicks. That moment is coming, but only if you keep showing up long enough to meet it. Your progress might be invisible to others, but you feel it deep down. You know you're different than you were, stronger, sharper, more resilient. That's the progress that matters most, and it's worth continuing for. So keep going, even if the results haven't arrived, even if no one notices, even if it's quiet. Your future depends on it. The person you're becoming is depending on it, and every invisible step you take today is shaping the visible success that's waiting for you tomorrow. Getting it done isn't about feeling ready. It's about becoming relentless. You've learned how to face resistance, push through fear, and take action even when your energy is low and your path isn't clear. Remember, progress lives in persistence. No one's coming to save you, and no one needs to, because everything you need is already inside you. Keep showing up. Keep doing the work, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. Because the impossible only stays impossible until you decide to rise. You've got this. Now finish what you started.